Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. After you have received, then send it to all on your contact so that they will also be blessed. Welcome to your weekend of good news. Oh, it shall be a great day for you this weekend. Anyone involved in traveling for ceremony or event, lay your right hand on your chest and let me pray for you. It shall be well with you. Receive journey mercies. Have a very successful outing. There shall be no accident or attack or any of such evil. Go in peace and return in peace in Jesus' name. Take your mantle along, anoint yourself. It is well with you. Someone is faced with some serious challenges as I speak, be it financial, marital, health, business. A pressure is mounted on you or your loved ones. Lay your right hand on your chest and be responding with amen. God will come through for you. He came through for the three Hebrew children in the fiery furnace. He came through for Daniel in the lion's den. God came through for David when he faced Goliath. That God will come through for you. I prophesy, your fears will not happen. God shall douse the fire against you. He will scatter your enemy. Solutions will come. Healings will come. You will come out of this without any scratch. Say amen, I receive it. Who is this? You want to take a major decision, but you are hesitating. You are not sure whether it is the right time or the right thing to do. You have prayed, but there is no specific answer. Hold on a bit. Do a one-day fast. This coming week again, wait for the direction. God will speak to you, and whatever He minister to your heart, and you have peace on it, that is the right thing. Take action. If you still did not hear anything, then hold on. You will hear it later. Make sure you have the right direction and don't make mistake. Who is this? Stop going to prophets, prophetesses, and pastors to pray and see vision for you. No, you will be misled and be left alone with the dire consequences. Pray to God. Listen to our counsel here every day. Even from testimonies and teachings, direction will come. God wants to put you in people's mind for financial blessings and high patronage. My listeners, raise up your phone for alert upon alert prayers and high patronage prayers. I prophesy, alert upon alert, alert upon alert. You will hear good news in Jesus' name. Say amen. April 18th celebrants, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. God and men and women will bless you financially and materially for your birthday. You will live long and live well in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Right? Let's see how many of the issues time will allow us to treat. Please listen and apply. First issue today. Good morning, Daddy. Please, I want to ask, is this the spiritual that controls the physical or the other way around? Wow, the spiritual certainly controls the physical. Hebrews 11 verse 3 says, through faith we know that the worlds were framed together by the word of God, so that the things we see visible are controlled by the things we do not see invisible. Jesus Christ said in Mark 11:23, if you will say unto this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and will not doubt, you shall have what you say. It means faith can move mountain. That simply means the spiritual controls the physical. So my listeners, pay attention to your spiritual life. Next, good morning, Daddy, and my TPJ family. My question, why do men of God or pastors move about with bodyguards? Does it mean God who sent them cannot protect them? Did Jesus move about with bodyguard when he was here on earth? Please, I need an urgent answer. Wow, there is no answer that I will give here that will please everybody. But listen to my take. To start with, you generalized. Not all pastors or men of God move about with bodyguard. In fact, most pastors do not. Then, surely, they will definitely have some personal assistance protocol media team and so on, to help them carry one thing or the other, or do one thing or the other during their trip or the programs they are going for. Then, ministers of God have different callings and they operate at different levels. Their levels of fame or result expose them to dangers. We live in a very wicked world, and the devil also have his agents aiming to terminate ministers and men of God's life. A good example is Pope John Paul II. He was shot on May 13, 1981 in St. Peter's Square at the Vatican by a gunman, Mehmed Al-Aga. He shot him 4 times, wounding him seriously. A narration has it that when he was asked, "Why do you want to kill Pope, a man of peace?" he said he wanted to make news as the man that killed Pope. How will you interpret that? There are quite a number of popular and famous ministers of God that were assassinated in history due to their outspokenness, especially criticism against bad government. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated April 14, 1968 in Memphis, Tennessee. Why? For advocacy of equal rights for blacks in that country. You see a lot of prophets in the Bible, Old Testament, also face dire consequences. There are many others. When ministers grow to a certain level of fame, when they have large admirers and followers, they deserve some level of securities, or else their life will be in serious danger. In Nigeria, some ministers narrowly escaped assassins' bullet, and when the assassins were later apprehended, they confessed that they were paid to do the ugly job. In Mark chapter 14, verses 46 and 47, when they came to arrest Jesus Christ, the Bible says, one of his disciples drew a sword and cut off the servant of the high priest's ears. He had wanted to cut off his head. How do you interpret that? A disciple of Jesus Christ carrying sword with him to defend him, while there are some ministers that may overzealously overdo certain things. When a man of God's fame and result expose him, many ministers will be in danger. Now, so the result, fame and impact and growth have their own consequences. Next, good morning, Daddy. Thank you, sir, for answering my question about tasting food while fasting. Now, I believe you when you say we should be resending our question or testimony, not read, and that you will read them one day soon if we keep resending them. You read it and treated it today after I have resent it. TPJ family, don't be tired in resending your question and testimonies. It will be read one day. Again, most of us too do not listen every day. So listen to this broadcast every day. Don't miss it. God bless you, our daddy and TPGF. Wow, this is a relief. Thank you for sending this. Not being able to read your testimonies or teach your question pain me more than you ever think. The only challenge is time. Initially, Turning Point started with 5 minutes broadcast. Then we up it to 10 minutes. Now, we even do more than 13 minutes so that we can do more. And that is not the best thing. Turning Point USP is brevity loaded with substance and impact. There is no way we can go back to the backlog of questions and testimonies because of the new ones that daily flood our line. So I appeal to us, keep resending. I have treated certain issues. I will treat yours one day soon. TPGF members, please, I will never deliberately not treat your questions, especially if it is not too long. And as you know, I don't shy away from any question or issue, no matter how controversial it may be. Next, good morning, my spiritual dad. Can you shed more light on Luke 16 verse 18? This is the scripture most pastors and churches use to keep their people down and prevent them from moving on when one partner leaves a marriage. Wow, this is one of the such controversial issues I just referred to. Luke 16:18 was a continuation of a long teaching Jesus had with the Pharisees, rebuking them and touching on so many issues. Listeners, take time to read the entire chapter of Luke 16. Jesus taught different issues. They were fond of maltreating their wives and divorcing them on flimsy excuses, abusing those women terribly. This teaching was in the context of their culture, putting away their wives anyhow and marrying other wives. It was to check that abuse of the evil of that Jewish culture, not for us. Read Luke chapter 16 from verse 14 to see the audience that Jesus was addressing. Someone then may ask, which one is for us Christians? Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 15. Read it. This was Apostle Paul addressing Christians, and he said, if a brother or a sister, that means Christians, not Jews, not Pharisees, walk away from the marriage, a brother or a sister abandoned is not under any bondage, which means he or she can also move on and remarry. But again, as I have said the other time, church doctrines are ironclads. Churches will hold on dogmatically to their doctrine, no matter what you say or think. That is my take. I don't expect everyone to agree. Now, if you are caught in such a situation, then if a man walks away from your life without any justifiable reason, please, woman, you too move on with your life. If your church say no, look for a church with a balanced view, a balanced teachings on such issues. If anybody has contribution on this matter, please send it in, and I know there will be many. Join us later today for the Friday's edition of Live Broadcast, 8 to 9 p.m. Nigeria time. Remember, tomorrow is our communion service. Prepare your own now. This weekend is a good time to transmit your tithe, personal and corporate tithing, then your battle, Thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 444 we are sowing this month. Welfare account for palliatives and the less privileged in the Zenith account is also there. I'm sure you have seen the video clip of distribution. Let's do it more as God give us the grace. Oh, I pray for everyone today. The power of God will come over you. Those things that appeared as mountains, terrifying, giving you fear, shall be no more. The power of God shall see you through. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.